and the northward moving hippopotami, shiny black monsters sporting clumsily, came floundering and blundering through it all, rejoicing dimly and possessed with one clear idea, to splash the river muddy. Up the river, and well in sight of the hippopotami, a number of little buff-coloured animals dabbled in the water. There was no fear, no rivalry, and no enmity between them and the hippopotami. As the great bulks came crashing through the reeds and smashed the mirror of the water into silvery splashes, these little creatures shouted and gesticulated with glee. It was the surest sign of high spring. "Bolu!" they cried. "Beya! Bolu!" They were the children of the menfolk, the smoke of whose encampment rose from the knoll at the river's bend. Wild-eyed youngsters they were, with matted hair and little broad-nosed, impish faces, covered, as some children are covered even nowadays, with a delicate down of hair. They were narrow in the loins and long in the arms, and their ears had no lobes, and had little pointed tips, a thing that still...